Okay, so welcome back to the classroom again.
好，欢迎大家再回来上课。
In the first session, I was just giving a very quick overview of the main topic that we've been studying over the last 8 months, I guess.
我们刚才呢上一堂课呢，大概把整个过去几个月来我们在讲的这个主题，就是天使的征战的大概的这个重要的大纲跟大家做了一个介绍。
And as always, if you want to go back and to do the original lessons, we do have them on the website, which is, I'll put it quickly up on the board. And if you go to the website, then you can find all the lessons. We're up to about lesson 240, I think.
如果大家对我们这过去的课程有兴趣的话，请上这个黑板上写的这个网站哈，可以看到之前从二月到现在，我们录了大概240几个小集哈的课程，你们可以从那个部分再去复习。
Okay, so that's worldwideweb.ibdoctrine.org。
好，大家应该看得清楚哈，就三个 W 点 IB。doctrine.org.
And what we say is doctrine, you know, we teach doctrine here as opposed to just learning the Bible, because doctrine relates specifically to categorizing the different subjects of the Bible and then studying them as separate subjects.
就是这个 doctrine 这个字啊，其实是在讲的是教义。好，所以我们不是顺着圣经的一个章，一篇一篇的章节往下讲，而是基督徒该了解的神啊，就是三位一体的神要教导我们的所有的圣经的教义，以一个主题的方式来教导。
Yeah, and by doing that, you sort of work on one subject, but as always, you know, when you're studying one subject from the Bible, it's always going to have to be connected with other subjects that you've either learned before or that you will have to learn in the future.
而且呢，任何一个主题呢，都跟其他的主题，好，过去教过的或未来要学的，都还会有一些关联性。
Yeah, everything is connected. You know, from the first book of the Bible to the end of the Bible, it's all related.
而所有的事情要教导的事情都一定是互相相关联的，所以甚至第一本圣经到最后一部书哈，都是互相关联的。
Yeah, and often if you're just reading the Bible verse by verse, you know, from the start to the beginning, you can't see the connection because you need to be able to get things organized properly.
而如果我们只是读圣经，按着章节这样往从前到后把它读完的时候，有的时候我们反而会失去了这个神要教导我们的主题之间的关联性。
Like our current subject, it's like a subtopic.Our main topic, our main subject is the angelic conflict, and we've studied many different areas from the Bible, and currently we're looking at prayer.
而我们之前到现在一直在做教导的这个主题就是天使的征战呢，哈，那它也是一样，在圣经里面有很多的不同的概念是摆在这里面的。那我们最近呢，这几周呢，在谈的是祷告。
And we've been looking at some of the principles that have come out in this book here, which is called Prayer by R.B. Thiem Jr.
而我们现在所在谈的祷告呢，在上校牧师啊，有特别写了一本书，就是现在荧幕上看得到的这一本。
Okay, and it's very important that we understand correct principles of prayer, because again, there's a lot of false teaching about prayer, and it can be very confusing, especially when Satan is trying to confuse how to pray properly.Well, even Satan himself, he has a system that he wants you to believe is the right way to pray, and it's not.
而这个祷告呢，它其实是有一些很重要的整个程序跟重点的。那我们必须要真正学习到，免得呢，还会被撒旦他所创造的另外的这种祷告方法给欺骗了。
You look at all the different religions in the world and the different ways that they have to pray, and there's just hundreds of different ways of praying.
其实你看一些其他的宗教啊，这些被撒旦所创造的这些宗教，他们其实有大概上百种的这种祷告方法。
And a classic case you might see on the TV sometimes, you have these mosques, the Muslim mosques, and you would have 5 times a day, I think it is. They have to have the call to prayer. I've lived in Middle Eastern countries in the past, or I've sort of been through Islamic nations.5 o'clock in the morning, you know, come to prayer for Allah. And then you've all got to go to the mosque at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's really annoying. Oh, I didn't go, but it woke me up, you know.
像那个伊斯兰的那个宗教，就大家就知道，他们一天要跟这个阿拉祷告五次
啊。Yeah.
然后从早上五点就要开始，然后常常在这种伊斯兰的这个地方，他们都还会用大扩音器开始在播放这种他们祷告的声音。
Yeah, and then you see in the mosque, you know, all of the faithful Muslims, they go along and they bow down, they line up in their rows, and everybody bows down at the same time.
然后那个伊斯兰的这种祷告仪式是必须要排整齐一排一排的啊，然后向着同一个方向祷告。
You've got to make sure you're facing the right way, of course, facing towards Mecca.
而且是一定是要对准麦加来祷告。
The important thing about Mecca is there was a rock that fell out of space. It was like a meteorite. And they stuck this rock up on a pole or something. So when they're facing Mecca, that's the point they have to face. They're actually bowing down to a rock.
而麦加之所以被他们祷告，是因为曾经有一个从宇宙来的陨石掉在麦加，然后他们把它放到一个大柱子上面，然后他们所有的人就在对着这个石头祷告。
Yeah, and then of course they're praying in the name of Allah.
当然，他们在祷告的过程中是在赞美阿拉。
Well, yeah, that's just totally wrong. That's not the way to pray.
这绝对不会是一个正确的一个祷告。
Yeah, but then I've seen Christians as well, and this is within a Christian church. You know, we pray to God the Father because we've been told to pray to God the Father, but some Christians even pray to God the Son or God the Holy Spirit. That's not right either.
而我们呢，基督徒呢，是对天父做祷告，但是有些人他们没有学习到，就对了耶稣或者是对圣灵做祷告，这都是错的。
As I've mentioned in the previous lessons, there is a protocol, there's a proper way to pray.
所以在之前的课程里面我们就有讲到说所谓的这个正确的祷告它应该有的程序。
And we see like in Matthew chapter 6 verse 9, for example, says that prayer should be addressed to the Father, means you pray directly to the Father.
好，所以我们很快的复习一下，就是所谓正确的祷告呢，必须要是对着天父祷告，在马太福音六章九节，以弗所书三章十四节跟五章二十节都有提到。
And in Matthew 6:9, it was actually Jesus, God the Son, and His humanity. He was saying, "When you pray, pray to God the Father."
而且呢，马太福音的六章九节呢，是耶稣在说，当你要祷告的时候，必须要对天父祷告。
I've been to Christian churches before and people are praying, oh, Jesus, hear our prayer. And you can imagine Jesus who's sitting at the right hand of God the Father. What are you praying to me for? I said you have to pray to the Father.
And he must be embarrassed.
Annoyed, I think.
Annoyed. Okay. 你可以想象就是当我们如果是对着耶稣做祷告的时候，耶稣正坐在天父的右手边，然后他听到我们在对他祷告的时候，他一定觉得很烦躁，说你们在干嘛？怎么对着我祷告？是要对天父祷告。
Yeah, and whether God will answer those prayers or not, that's between you and God. But if you're not praying correctly, you would have to think, well, God's not going to answer the prayer. There's a reason why we have to pray to God the Father.
当然我们跟神祷告，神会不会回应是我们跟神之间的单独的关系。但是如果我们连祷告的对象都错了，那神要不要回应我们，那也可想而知了。
Yeah, we learned also, this is out of the book prayer, by the way. We saw that when you pray, the Bible says you have to pray in the name of the Son and you pray in the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，同时呢，我们也要了解祷告的时候我们是奉主耶稣基督就是圣子之名 祷告的，那同时呢我们是有着圣灵的力量来协助我们祷告的。
Yeah, and to pray in the power of the Spirit means you have to have no sins or no unconfessed sins, so you must have named your sins to God the Father according to 1 John 1:9.
而所谓的这个因着圣灵的力量来祷告，意思就是说我们必须要在圣灵充满的状况下祷告，而圣灵充满必须是在我们没有罪的状况，所以在祷告的一开始必须要对天父认罪。
The Bible says that if you have iniquity in your heart, which means if you have sin which you haven't confessed, God will not hear your prayer.
在圣经里面有讲到说，当我们有在魂中有罪的时候呢，天父是无法听见我们的祷告的。
But, you know, getting back to Satan, how he deceives people, in prayer. He says, it's okay, you can pray to Allah, or you can pray to God the Son. You don't need to name your sins. God will always listen to your prayers.
而撒旦呢，常常会欺骗我们说，啊，没关系啦，你可以跟阿拉祷告，你也可以，或者你可以跟耶稣祷告。哎呀，随时祷告都没有问题啦，你的罪，神都会，天父都会赦免，所以你也不用去认罪。
Feels right, then you know, God will answer your prayer.
如果你感觉对的话，就代表神会回应你的祷告了。
Yeah, and again, yeah, Satan has many different ways of presenting an argument, and people normally whatever they like, that's what they'll do.
而撒旦就是用这各种方法来让我们人可以自我感觉良好，然后去选择他自己喜欢的去听。
But you cannot base your spiritual life on what you feel is right.
但你千万不要依着你认为什么是对来过你的属灵生活。
Because if you base your life on feelings, then obviously you're just going to do whatever you think is right. And that's not right, because what is truth is only found in the Word of God.
所以我们绝对不要依着我们的感觉来决定或任何事情，我们必须要依着神教导我们的来学来做。
When you see these images of people, whether they're praying to Allah or they're praying to their other gods, they're very sincere about what they're doing. They think they're doing the right thing. And many times, Satan will actually answer their prayers as well. He has the power to do that.
而那些在很多的所谓错误的宗教中在敬拜、虔诚敬拜的这些信徒们，他们其实都是非常非常的谦敬，可是他们却不知道他们在拜的是假神。而撒旦呢，他是有的时候是有这个能力，他会去回应这些在拜假神的人。
Something we just talked about just a few days ago. Remember we were talking about the sheep factor? How if a lot of people are doing something and you think, oh, that's the right thing to do. Remember the sheep factor? We're talking about sheep?
羊群
效应。所以之前我们的课上讲的就是所有的人啊都会有这种所谓羊群效应，就是羊会跟着羊走。
They see a lot of other people praying in a certain manner and they think, well, that must be the right thing because everybody's praying like that. So I'll pray like that.
就很多人会觉得说啊，别人都这样做，我这样做一定也没问题。所以别人都这样祷告，我也这样祷告没问题。是别人都在拜那个假神，我也跟着拜这个神没问题。
If Jesus says to do something, you have to do it. If he says don't do something, you don't do it.
耶稣说叫我们要跟天父祷告，所以我们就学着要跟天父祷告。我们要顺服吧。
Yeah, now that's the easy answer. Of course, it's better if we understand why he's giving us these commandments. So that requires deeper study, of course.
好，当然，刚刚这个说法就是为什么要只跟天父祷告？因为耶稣这样教，这是一个太简单的说法。其实，如果我们要真的研究为什么耶稣要我们跟天父祷告，这个我们下一次可能要花一些时间来说明。
Yeah, we talk about this protocol that God has for prayer, for example.We can accept what God tells us, how to pray, but God does also teach us why we need to do things in a certain way. And if you can understand that, that can really have a great application to your prayer life.
所以我们知道就是神教我们祷告，就是耶稣教我们祷告的一个该有的方法跟程序。那当然我们就是听从顺服是很好的，但如果我们有更深刻的了解为什么是这样的话，这样的话我们所学习的任何事情我们都更容易能够好好的应用在生活上。
For example, when we do pray as individuals, we're praying from our priesthood. Remember, this is not a normal priesthood. This is priests in the royal family of God.
在这边我们先简单的讲解一下哈，就是说当我们在对神祷告，对天父祷告的时候，我们是耶和华皇室家族祭司的角色来做祷告。
Yeah. One way we can look at it, we're children of God, and he's our father, so he will listen to us.
我们当然可以说，因为天父是我们的父亲，所以我们当然跟他祷告，他会听我们的祷告。
That's a very important lesson to understand with our relationship between God and how because God loves us, he will hear our prayers.
这是一个很重要的一个对我们自我角色的一个了解。当我们认识我们自己是神的孩子，我们知道神爱我们，我们跟神做的祷告，他必然听，会垂听，这件事情是第一个非常需要知道，而且要记得，而且要知道那个我们跟天父之间的互相关系。
But another very important aspect of prayer is your priesthood. So you can approach the throne of grace through your priesthood, which means that you are in Jesus Christ. He's our high priest, and you're in Jesus Christ.
而第二个呢，就是我们是祭司的角色，也就是说在当我们在跟天父祷告的时候，我们是在耶稣基督里。所以是我们跟耶稣基督一起在跟天父做祷告。
One thing you need to consider though is because you are part of the royal family and you're also in the priesthood, there is a protocol that needs to be followed. So it's less casual or less intimate than a child and a father, but it's having another kind of an influence.
而我们这样子的祷告是一个就像是在皇室里的重要祭司的一个跟天父的一个对应的对话，所以它比较是一个比较正式的状态，而不是一个小孩子在天父面前撒娇而已的状态。
Just got one more slide. I'll just go through very quickly as a review, and then we'll start back on slide number 11. It was okay. So remember, we talked about in your prayer that there's an agenda or there's a checklist that you can do.
好，那同时呢，我们刚刚从这个祷告的基本的这个概念之后呢，我们还要知道说我们在祷告的时候有一个必要的一个程序。
Okay, and the first is confession, very important to make sure that you don't have any sins.
第一个呢，就是我们要去忏悔，也就是我们要确定我们没有任何罪在我们身上。
Okay, and then we looked at thanksgiving. That comes out in Ephesians 5:20 and 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
然后第二个呢，我们就要谢恩，也就是从以弗所书五章二十节跟
1 Thessalonians
帖撒罗尼加前书五章十八节要感谢。
And the verse from Thessalonians 5:18 there, it's important to understand that we're commanded.To pray under all circumstances.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书的五章十八节里面是很重要的是说我们在任何时候都要谢恩。
Often what happens, you get into a circumstance or a situation you don't like, and then you start to complain.
因为我们有的时候在一些状态让我们觉得很不如意的，那我们就会开始抱怨。
If you're complaining, it means you're not applying the word of God.
那当我们在抱怨的时候，我们就没有办法应用神教导我们的道。
You're actually blaspheming God because you're saying that this situation is not good for you. Whereas you have to remember that God has created every situation perfect for you, assuming you're applying doctrine.
因为我们要知道神呢，对我们所建造的所有的状态都是神所计划的，为我们计划的，而这些计划呢都是最完美的计划，为了要让我们有最好的学习。
Sometimes a bad situation comes upon you because maybe you made a bad decision and God's allowing the consequences upon you so that you can change your thinking.
而当有的时候呢，我们因为做错了决定，没有按照神所喜悦的做错了决定之后，我们就要承受一些不好的后果。那神是会让我们去承受这样的后果，以便让我们能够学习什么是正确的。
If you're objective under those circumstances and you understand why those circumstances happened, you realize that it's because you made a bad decision, then you can give thanks to God and say, "Oh, thanks, God, you've taught me something, and now I need to change."
所以当有时候我们遭遇了一些逆境，那我们在这个过程中我们懂得原来是我们做错了决定的时候，我们应该就会很心悦诚服的感谢神，让我们在这个过程中有所学习。
Many bad things might happen in your life because God is actually disciplining you. Remember in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 6 and 7 says God disciplines you like a father disciplines his child.
希伯来书12章6章6到七节， 讲到说天父对我们的这个处罚就好像父亲对孩子一样的一个，不要讲处罚，说管教好了，就是天父他也会因为我们做了一些错误的决定，要用一些管教的方式来让我们学会什么是对的。
In that verse it actually says something to the effect of, you know, don't complain or don't melt, you know, don't feel weak. The emphasis is like don't complain under those circumstances because God is teaching you, He loves you.
那个经句上面是说的，就是因为天父爱我们，所以呢我们是要好好的去学习，不要去抱怨我们所遇见的状态。
Yeah, what's the word here? It says, do not despise the chastening nor faint. This comes out in Hebrews 12:5. In the English, we have the word, it says chastening here and nor faint. So the Greek word ekluo means faint. Okay. And faint, you know, some people, they complain or they fall away.
所以希伯来书12:5说，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心放弃。
Yeah, the Greek word here, egluo, luo, the stem word is actually to fall down. See, some people, they just, rather than stand up to the discipline, they'd rather just sort of fall over and say, I can't deal with this.
就是有些人会当他遇到逆境的时候，他就说：“哎呀，我放弃了，我什么，我没办法处理这样的状况。”他就完全对自己失去了任何信心，也对神失去了信心，然后就完全放弃自己。那这个是绝对不该做的。
And under the pressure, under the pain of the discipline that God is giving to them, they could get angry towards God, angry towards their circumstances, maybe feel sorry for themselves, get very depressed, for example.
像有的时候当我们遇到了这种逆境的时候，有些人他会变成非常非常的忧虑忧伤，甚至进入一种忧郁的状态。
And some people, that if it lasts for a long time, that depression can turn into extreme depression and even suicide.
那有些人他进入了这种忧郁状态之后越来越严重，到后来甚至可能自杀。
Well, when they first realized, again, you have to be objective. When you realize that God is disciplining you, you need to say, thank you, God, for this discipline, because I need to change.
所以我们其实碰到了任何的这种算是一种神给我们的管教的时候，我们其实应该要感谢神这样子的关照我们，给我们这样的管教。
And even under severe discipline, you can say, thanks, God, that I'm still alive. And now I can name my sins to you.And thank God that yeah, He still is allowing you to name your sins. He will always forgive you your sins. He's very faithful about that.
当我们有的时候碰到非常严重的这个管教，一定是很大的灾难的时候，我们都还要跟神说，感谢神还让我活着，让我有机会跟你认罪。
We have that book by the Colonel. It's called Rebound and Keep Moving.
我们的上教牧师有一本书叫做反弹啊，继续前进。
One of the examples in that book is King David, because King David, he raped a woman, Bathsheba, and then murdered her husband, and he was under severe discipline for at least a year.
那像书里面就有特别提到那个大卫王，他把他的这个伙伴的太太给抢了啊，而且还把他伙伴给杀了。他的部下还杀了，只有这么严重的罪让神给他非常非常大的一些给他很大的这个责备。
Okay, yeah, that was discipline from God. God was teaching him, 管教。
哦，管教，对，就是神给他很严重的管教。
Okay, and David was so subjective. See, he wasn't even admitting to his sins. Eventually, God had to send in Nathan the prophet and tell him a story, and then eventually David understood that he was wrong.
其实大卫他犯了这么严重的错的时候，他自己都不知道他是犯错，然后所以神还要派先知来告诉他说，你这个是非常非常严重的错。
But from that point on, see David, and he'd suffered so much discipline, and the discipline didn't stop actually, it still continued on, even after David confessed his sin. Doesn't mean the discipline stops. He had to face the discipline, but he could be thankful to God that he knew that he'd done wrong and that God was giving him another chance.
而且呢，当大卫知道了他真正犯罪了，可是呢，这样子的处罚 并没有结束，还是一再的还是持续了很多年这样的处罚。
But yeah, David appreciated that. He understood. So he rebound and keep moving. That's the name of the book that the colonel did, of course. Yeah, rebound and keep moving.
而大卫呢，在这样的过程中，他还是非常的感谢神给他这样子的管教。
We'll stop for 10 minutes and come back at 8:30.
好，我们现在在休息10分钟，8:30回来。